It's 7 o'clock. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
The FBI in peace and war. The FBI in peace and war is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. Lasting flavor, freshens your... The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better, and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Nuisance Value.
What's that?
What's what?
What's what? Now, don't tell me you didn't hear them.
Oh, gunshots. Go back to sleep, George.
Sleep? How can anyone sleep with people getting murdered in their beds?
No, Bunny's getting murdered. It's just that neighbor of ours out hunting again.
Hunting? At this hour of the night?
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm calling the police.
George.
Hunting in the middle of the night. We'll soon put a stop to this. Hello, operator.
Put the phone down, George. Huh? You called the police last night when they had that loud party. You called them the night before when their little boy was practicing his saxophone.
Well, maybe
I did. They've told you once, they've told you 100 times. Our neighbors are not breaking any laws, so there's very little the police can do about them.
Well...
Put the phone down, George. The time to think of this was when we bought the house. I told you to buy up across the road. The real estate man told you, but oh, no.
All right,
go
on, rub it in. I'm an idiot just because I wouldn't waste good money on an extra lot we'd never use.
I'm not rubbing it in, dear. I only
I'd better get some sleep, Alice. After all, you can sleep all day if you want. I have to go to the office. I have to drive in at 9.
Yes, dear, you get some sleep.
Yeah, probably will at the wheel.
Good night, George.
Hunting. I'll show him hunting first thing in the morning.
Good night, darling.
Good night. 1 acre of land the man's got, and he goes out hunting.
George.
All right. I'll try to get some sleep. I'll try.
All criminal investigations by your FBI are not necessarily centered on violence and theft and espionage. In the Bureau's files are cases that seem mild enough on the surface and yet have often been responsible for as much anguish and heartache as the cruelest and most reprehensible. Such a case was the one that capitalized on nuisance value. A swindle so irritating, so exasperating in nature that the victims virtually begged their tormentors to relieve them of their money. Essential to the operation were the following: an attractive home in the country, a less than modest one across the way, and a phony family of swindlers devoted to the provoking purpose of making an out-and-out nuisance of themselves.
Okay. You want to bust the door down? I'm coming. The devil are you trying to... Why, George, what a surprise.
Now, see here...
Oh, Evie! Come on in, pal. Come right on in. Evie!
Yeah, who is it? Garbage man?
Garbage man. You hear that, Georgie? Wait till she finds out it's you. Well, come on along in, pal. Grab a chair.
I have no intention of coming in,
Oh, nonsense, man. You're not bothering us. Welcome mat is always out at Harry Johnson's for our swell neighbors, Alice and George.
Johnson, I'm afraid
none of that formal stuff, George. Harry is the
man. Yeah, what is it? Girl can't have a quiet snifter without... All right, who's this clown?
Clown? Honey, don't you recognize your next-door neighbor?
What?
Hello there, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Mrs. Johnson.
Shut up, Harry. Mr. Winslow, of course. How nice of you to come by. Harry and me have been hoping our new neighbors would visit us. Sit down, take a load off of your feet. I'll fix you a quick slug of scotch.
That's the idea, honey. A quick eye-opener, and then maybe you can rustle up some breakfast while George and me shoot the breeze.
Now, see here, Johnson. I did not come here for a social visit.
Join me.
What?
Turn that thing off.
What?
I said turn that thing off.
Okay. You don't have to yell at me. I'll belt you on a snow.
Junior, dear, I want you to...
Hey, that's him. Pop, that's him.
What?
The character that chased me the other day. The clown that tried to hit me.
You mean Georgie here?
Go on, you big bully. Start something now. Go on, start something now. I dare you. I'll belt you on a snow.
Why, you little rough...
Pop?
Hey, what kind of a guy are you, Winslow? What do you mean by hitting my kid?
Well, I didn't hit... Ow!
Nice biting, Junior.
Way, Winslow, and I'll never show your face around here again. I got no appreciation for kid business.
I tell you that... Ow!
Nice biting, Junior.
So long, wise guy. You're only lucky I don't turn you over to the law or the ASPCA.
look at him go, will you? Mad.
Boiling. Harry, you don't think we put it on too thick?
No, not for George. Unless maybe Junior.
Oh, what do you mean? I only bet him maybe an inch deep.
I only hope he don't get hydrophobia.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Fred Connors. I think it's time our real estate friend stood by for action, huh?
So soon?
Oh, you had a ringside seat. If last night's hunting wasn't a clincher, the fireworks routine will do it, kid.
Fred Connors, real estate. Mr. Connors speaking.
Hello, you old phonist. This is me.
Harry, my boy. What's up?
Mr. George Winslow. Way up. In fact, he's sky high.
Okay, I'll bring him down to earth.
He should be willing to pay real good to get rid of us now, Fred. In fact, he should be willing to pay just about any price at all.
Back to nuisance value in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist, helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. Two of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Nuisance Value.
Wanted by the FBI for fraud and unlawful flight, Harry Johnson and his confederate Fred Connors. Description as follows. Johnson is 6 feet with stocky build, hair brown, eyes brown. Loud-spoken, aggressive in manner, normal dress sloppy. Will you look at this picture, Mrs. Anderson?
Certainly. Well...
You recognize it?
Yes, that's the man, all right. I don't think it likely I'd ever forget his face. I've been a very gullible woman, Mr. Stevens. Perhaps I deserve to be swindled. I just don't know.
Well, we'll omit the moral judgments, Mrs. Anderson.
Thank you.
What was the exact amount you gave to Harry Johnson?
$18,000. But I didn't give it to Johnson, not directly anyway.
You gave the money to the real estate agent, is that correct? This Fred Connors?
Yes.
And the only reason you bought the property...
was to get rid of that terrible man and his family, yes. I don't believe I'm a snob, Mr. Stevens, and I've always liked people, but...
I'm sure I understand. Noisy neighbors are undeniably a trial, especially when their noise is deliberate.
Noise is an understatement, believe me. Gunshots at all hours, roosters crowing, music, wild parties.
How long did this go on?
Oh, 3 or 4 months, maybe a little more. I did everything I could to quiet them, but what finally drove me to the desperation point was, well...
What they call in the trade, the clincher.
I beg your pardon?
The fireworks routine.
How did you know?
All part of the swindle, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, I see. Well, it was the fireworks. Roman candles, pinwheels, whatnot, shooting off like crazy in every which way.
And in the middle of the night.
Always in the middle of the night.
Suppose you tell me about that.
Well, as you can imagine, I was at more than fever pitch, and I finally decided the only thing to do was to call on Mr. Connors, the real estate agent, and get him to try and buy it.
Good morning, miss. My name is George Winslow. I have an appointment with Mr. Fred Connors.
Now, George, sit down and take it easy. I'm sure this isn't all as bad as you make it sound.
Take it easy? Don't you think I've tried? Fred, you don't know me too well, but I have a reputation for being calm and relaxed. Now, you can ask anyone about that. Anyone at all.
I'll take your word for it.
I mean to say, I've seen boors before. I mean to say, I've known and dealt with obnoxious people. But this monster, this Harry Johnson, this... I tell you, Fred, if we don't do something about this right away, they'll be burying me 6 feet under before the year's out. I'm not a well man, you know.
George!
Well, I'm not. That's why I bought this house to begin with. That's why I let you talk me into buying. You said peace and quiet. Silent suburbia, you said.
Oh, now it's my fault?
Oh, no, of course it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you, but you're a real estate agent. How could you let a thing like this happen?
George, old man, I hate to drag in yesterday's wash, but you remember how I warned you about the possibility of something like this?
Huh?
I said, take my advice, George. Buy up that property across the way while it's so cheap. If you don't buy, you'll live to regret it, I said. And you could have had it for less than $3,000.
Well, I just couldn't see it. But I can now, and that's why I'm here. I still think it's highway robbery, mind you, but I'm prepared to write out a check for $3,000 and take the place off Johnson's hands. I said something funny?
I'm sorry, George. I don't mean to be rude, but I spoke with the man only last week, and he doesn't want to sell at all.
What's that?
That's what he said. He doesn't want to, but he's willing to make a sacrifice for $22,500.
$22,500? You mean $22,500?
Well, real estate has gone up, you know that.
From $3,000 to $22,500 in less than 3 months?
Yeah, that's what I said to him over the phone, but the man's a brick wall. I couldn't budge him.
Well, I won't pay it.
That's just what I told him.
Oh, I'll find some other way. You'll see if I don't.
Ah, good for you, George. I think it's an absolute outrage. I'm glad to see you're not succumbing to it. You'll find another way. I'm sure of it.
Any suggestions?
No, just one. You're a church-going man, aren't you?
Well, of course. Why?
I'd pray if I were you, George. With a tough customer like Johnson, that's the only suggestion I have. Go to church and pray.
And the source of my sermon today may be found in Corinthians, verse 9, chapter 7. And he spoke unto them, saying, thou must love thy neighbor as thou wouldst thyself.
No.
Shh. Hmm? George, everyone's staring, really.
Neighbor, how the very sound of the word seems to call up in each of us the fine synonym, friend, life partner.
Nice work, Harry. That one was a hunt.
Beautiful, Pop. Beautiful.
Never mind the pop stuff. Never mind the beautiful. Just tell me, did that wake up Georgie?
Did it wake him? With the first hiss, the bedroom light went on like a shot.
You want to look through the field glasses, Harry?
Not if Junior keeps feeding us the latest. I want to fix up this here skyrocket. Instructions say it's the loudest of them all. Evie, you better give me a hand.
Yeah.
Junior, what's he doing now?
George is pacing. His wife tries to calm him, but he won't stop yakking. Oh, I wish I could hear what he says.
Not for little Junior's ears. No phone calls yet?
Not yet. Walks this way, that way. Now his wife's out of bed, too. She comes in fast, but George moves away from her. Now he turns. She puts out a right. Well, action's picking up, folks.
Okay, Evie, that does it. All right, stand back, everybody. Yeah. Here's where that phone gets picked up. That's now. Watch it. $8 it cost me for that one alone, but that was worth it.
Pop, you had it pegged. Our boy is headed for the phone.
Harry, call Fred and tell him to stand by.
I already took care of that, Ev. I had confidence in that skyrocket.
Now, the hall light is on. George is rushing down the stairs. Foyer light is on. Living room light. Here comes the wife. There goes the phone. He's dialing.
Well, folks, I guess that settles that.
Yeah, and I still got an unused flying saucer with double pinwheels.
He's yakking now into the phone. He's through.
He hangs them.
22-5, here we come.
Maybe I should just light the saucer for good measure.
Oh, now, Pop, no need to be spiteful.
Junior's right, Harry. That's us. That'll be Fred.
So we'll save the saucer for next time.
You know something, folks? Just between the three of us, I'm glad this is over. It was getting so I couldn't stand the noise myself.
Back to Nuisance Value in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want. Helps to tide you over till mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between-meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum right with you. And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Act three of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Nuisance Value.
To Jenkins, Chief of Police, Bay City. An answer to your wire on Fred Connors and Harry Johnson believed operating in your area. Agent Reynolds and I leaving Washington for Bay City immediately. Advise waiting our arrival before further action. Signed, it's Stevens, FBI.
Eight o'clock, George.
Oh, what a night's sleep. Oh, boy, do I feel great.
Me too.
Why, that's the first time in I can't remember how long there's been the alarm clock waked us up. You know something else?
What, dear?
Much as I hate to part with $22,500, it's still the best money I ever spent. Am I right?
You're always right, George.
Well, up and at 'em. Hearty breakfast, and I'm off to Fred Connor's office with that old smile and go. And there you are, Fred. My certified check for $22,500.
Well, thank you, George. Now, Mr. Johnson, if you'll just sign these transfer papers right here.
Here, Mr. Connors?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Johnson. Right where I've indicated with an X.
Uh-huh. Harry Johnson. There you are.
Thank you. That's fine.
Is there any more?
No, that's all, Mr. Johnson. Here's Mr. Winslow's check.
George, I guess you bought yourself a piece of land, huh?
Yes, sir. I guess I have.
Of course, I hate to move off the property. I was just getting warmed up to it, but, well, frankly, I could use the money.
And Mr. Winslow could use the rest.
Rest of the money?
No, just plain old-fashioned rest.
Well, then, if we're all agreed...
One last thing. George.
Yes?
I don't claim it's any of my business, but... You wouldn't be buying up the property to look for uranium ore by any chance.
Uranium ore? No, I assure you, Mr. Winslow isn't looking for that.
No, I'm looking for something quite different, Johnson.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you I already looked and there isn't any. It's good hunting, though. Goodbye, gents. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, Mr. Johnson.
Bye. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
You, Mr. Connors?
No, I'm Mr. Connors.
Well, then you're Mr. Winslow.
No, I'm Mr. Winslow.
Then you're...
I'm on my way out. Pardon me.
Not if you're Mr. Johnson, you're not.
Not Mr. Johnson or not on my way out?
Are you Mr. Johnson?
He's Mr. Johnson.
Not on your way out.
Hey, what's the big idea? Just who do you think you are?
I don't think I know who I am. The name's Stevens and the big idea is a piece of property. Why don't we join the others, eh?
Well, if it's property you're interested in, Mr. Stevens, you've come to the right place.
Apparently I have.
Well, gentlemen, I think I'll be running along.
Oh, don't go just yet, Mr. Winslow. It's your property I'm interested in. Or perhaps it's still Mr. Johnson's.
Oh, you're too late, pal. The property's sold.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stevens.
You just don't know how sorry, Mr. Connors. May I offer my credentials?
If you even offer cash, it won't make no difference. The property's sold.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Pardon me.
Pardon me, Mr. Johnson, but Police Chief Jenkins is just outside that door.
Oh.
FBI? Well, I don't get this.
You will, Mr. Winslow.
All right, Chief. Mr. Stevens, I'm afraid
I'm sure you are, Mr. Connors, and I don't blame you. All right, Chief, bring them in.
Well, Mrs. Johnson.
Hello.
Junior.
Ah, shut up. I'll belt you one on the snoot. Heavy, what happened?
What does it look like what happened? We got pinched.
Mr. Stevens, I demand a full explanation of this.
You'll get one, Mr. Winslow, as soon as we arrive at the station house.
Station house? Why are we going there?
Why do you think why? They want to book us.
For what?
For nuisance value, making a racket. Can you tie that? They got some case.
That's right, Junior. We certainly have. Well, shall we all get started?
Yeah, we might as well. To coin a phrase, this looks like the end of the racket.
It took a jury less than an hour to convict Fred Connors and Harry and Evie Johnson on charges of fraud and unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. Each was sentenced to 8 years in prison, with Junior Johnson being placed in custody of the juvenile court. For the next 8 years, there will be no payoff on nuisance value.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it, and you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family, because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Bill Johnstone played the part of George Winslow, and Bill Zuckert was Henry Johnson. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Neighborhood Boy, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.